Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Fox, the fox that rocks. Were you out getting gas?
I'm not sure what happened there.
That's all right. No problem. We're glad we got you now to talk about the impact that this nasty, massive hurricane is having on gas production. It's only been a couple of days, Mike, but has it reached the stage where it's cause for concern?
I don't think the hurricane is going to be as big an issue as prices as the possibility of the upcoming sanctions on Iran.
Yes.
It seems that there was well advanced notice. A lot of the platforms were shut down. The damage to platforms in the Gulf of Mexico doesn't seem to be anywhere near what they thought it could be, and no refinery was affected. Of course, power outages and getting gasoline to stations, that's still going to be an issue in the areas where the hurricane hit.
Yeah, Michael, I do remember, I think, one of the last hurricanes that hit, like, basically a little bit west of there, so it hit Houston, and it was, like, a large percentage of the refining capacity in the United States is located there.
Yeah, exactly, and the problem in that storm was the flooding and the power outages. It took quite a while to get power back, to get the pumps running, to get the flooding out of the refineries, and that was the major issue.
So let's swing back to the reason that it seems like prices may go up.
Yeah.
These sanctions on some people who we're not very friendly with. Are there other avenues to get gas and petroleum, or are we stuck?
We're kind of stuck because right now what I always follow and talked about for years with Ray is the amount of inventory that we have of both crude oil and gasoline. Fortunately, right now, the inventory of refined gasoline product is actually over the five-year average. It's probably at a level that we've never, ever seen before. And that's good. That's holding prices down. Crude oil seems to be fluctuating somewhere about the middle of the five-year average. Now, those two factors are usually something that would trigger lower prices and lower prices for a long time.
But
with the advent of crude oil probably being cut off due to sanctions, and it's a substantial amount of crude oil, people are shifting around where they're buying their crude oil from and having to get it, and that's the fear that's driving up prices.
I don't remember the last time.
The good news is we're looking at about 5 to maybe 8 cents a gallon,
all right.
And then see what happens.
By the way, you know, and I think it was 2014 when it was up there, almost $4 a gallon, maybe a little above. The whole thing was, and John Larson made a point of this, he said, these guys are, you know, on the commodities exchanges are basically front-loading this, and they're buying stuff, betting futures at a higher price.
Oh, 100%. We have
you
not
said that.
Solved the issue of speculation, Ray, that you and I talked about for years. It's not as bad because the public eye has been turned on it, but these guys are still passing paper from one computer to another, and that's really the factor that drives up prices. They're betting that there's going to be a problem, and sometimes the problems happen, and sometimes they don't, and that drives up the price.
How soon can consumers expect to pay the pinch?
We've seen it here in the last couple of weeks. I've seen the market try to go up, and then it corrects itself and comes down. It's been a fairly volatile market in the wholesale fuel range. Goes up 2-3 cents, you know, for 2-3 days, and then it comes back down 5 cents. Those are pretty big moves. We don't usually see moves like that unless it is a major refinery shutdown.
I did a Google search here, and I came up with one story. It was done June 19th. Why are gas prices rising? 6 ways to prepare for $5 per gallon gas. Well,
exactly, Ray. It's someone's out there planting these stories because they're betting in the long run that prices are going to go up. And the only way to make that bet work is to get the media and everybody to respond to it. And then that fear sets in. We get the panic buying. And, you know, you've accurately predicted the future because you made it happen.
Well, and the other thing is, of course, Venezuela has reduced their production by probably about a third, maybe more. And so they're falling apart. So there's that, too.
100%. They just don't have the money to put into the infrastructure and the needed changes right. that they need to make. They have a lot of product. They just can't get it where it needs to go. That lack right. of funds.
And they owe a lot of the shippers money, too, from what I understand.
100%, and no one's going to invest there with what's going on right now in that country. Even the big major oil companies are yeah. not going to take a chance.
What's going on with the price of Slim Jims? when you're paying for your stuff, you know, you go in there and get a Slim Jim and a Slurpee or something like that. That's staying pretty steady?
Yeah, so far, you know, that part of the industry seems to be fairly consistent and steady. Prices were.
I do all my grocery shopping there.
On a downward spiral, and right now business is pretty good.
Okay.
It's not great, but it's not as bad as it could be and as bad as we've seen.
Michael J., thank you much.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.